Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we're going to talk about criticism. That's not giving it, it's taking it. And what that is like for people. Because, you know, you certainly get criticism on a regular basis at work, don't you think? From customers, from colleagues, from your bosses. It can come from many places.
It can come in many forms, yes. Yeah.
Like we've been at Citibank now with complaining, and we finally met somebody who just was so charming. I'm actually going to give him a gift. Mm-hmm. And he even mentioned they get a lot of unhappy customers. So, I mean, even if you work inside an office, there most likely are customers and, you know, people are angry, or your department maybe dropped the ball.
They're going to be clients for sure, probably.
Right. So we're all subjected To criticism,
right. Yes. And what I was thinking is that criticism, you take it differently at different points in time, I think. Mm. I will say I personally took it differently at different points in time. Mm-hmm. When I first started working, I was terrified if I made a mistake, and therefore I was terrified if someone criticized me. Mm-hmm. And I would feel, I would blush from head to toe. I'd feel terribly embarrassed. I'd want to, you know, hide under the table. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I knew also that it was part of having a job. Like, it was part of the experience of working, that I was going to make mistakes, or someone is going to have certain standards that I needed to meet. It's just that I never really enjoyed receiving it.
Mm-hmm. I always grew from it. Mm-hmm. I just, whenever I would be at work and somebody would say, you know, you can do this differently, mm-hmm. or, you know, I just always grew from it. Mm-hmm. I think it's the personal attacks. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe when the criticism isn't about a work product, you know, it isn't about, oh, you just file the papers this way.
It's critical of you.
Right. Of your, you know, core personality or your values.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting distinction to make, mm-hmm. actually, that if someone does criticize you, you want to notice whether they're critiquing some aspect of your work product, mm-hmm. or whether they're, in a sense, taking your inventory of mm-hmm. you as a human being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And many bosses will critique behavior. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or what they perceive to be as personality traits.
Right.
And that can be sometimes very hard to hear.
Right.
But I've always grown from it. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I think that the less you fight it and the more you say, let me think about that. It's an interesting point of view. Let me think about that. Maybe there's value. If there's not value, then you have to decide, well, maybe I don't want to work with this person because I don't like their point of view of me.
Right.
But, I mean, there's kind of rules to taking criticism, so let me just go through that. I think the first thing you have to do is listen.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't start defending yourself.
Exactly. When you start defending yourself, or, well, wait a minute, you don't understand, that's not my fault.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when you get into trouble. I recently was listening in on a conference call where an employee was confronted of something she did, and she immediately denied it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, my client had a screenshot.
That proved it.
And then she said, oh, everybody does it. So that's clearly not the right, that wasn't the right thing to do. She was fired. Wasn't the right thing to do. I mean, you know, if she would have just said, I'm here to listen and learn. Uh-huh. And then when she saw the screenshot, if she would have said that, I realize that's a mistake.
Okay. Right. So you listen is the first thing.
You listen. And, you know, she could have just said, obviously that is what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to own if you've done something like that. So there could be other kind of criticism that isn't where you're not caught with your pants down,
right,
but it could just be a criticism of, you know, we're getting complaints uh-huh. that you're volatile, we're getting complaints that you're defensive, or, right. you know, just something about your personality. The thing you want to do is just listen and say, it's an interesting perspective. Let me think about that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which may be hard to do if you're caught off guard.
I think it's hard to do even when you're prepared.
But right. Yeah. So I'm going to say part of listening is to breathe, that you should, and it sounds so dumb, but really, if you can tell that something's coming that's of a critical nature, I would really encourage you to take deep conscious breaths and try to stay in the moment.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because part of listening also is not crossing your arms, looking defensive, rolling your eyes, shaking your head, which are all the nonverbal things that could also happen mm-hmm. as someone begins to give you criticism.
I think you also have to tell yourself that, you know, this is where you're earning your living. So you may want to tell yourself, look, they may have their best intentions to help me here. Yeah. This mm-hmm. may be something that I need to hear. Mm-hmm. And they may actually be helping me. So to jump to the conclusion that you're bad, 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 and this is, you know, this is going to go nowhere, that's not fair to either one. And I think this is why a lot of managers mm-hmm. don't give criticism, because they don't right. want to hurt sure. somebody. They want to help somebody grow.
Right.
But so many people are defensive.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's why, yeah, exactly. You may have a visceral response to it. So that's part of your self-management, is mm-hmm. to be able to manage your internal response as best you can in the moment by breathing and trying to stay present. And as you said, open to what is coming.
And another thing we always tell managers, you know, if you have to tell someone something tough, you're probably not the first person to tell them. Mm-hmm. They've probably heard it by teachers or their parents or good friends, that usually these personality traits, they weren't born when they came to work for you.
Yeah.
Like, they had them. So occasionally someone will say, no one's ever told me that, but I don't really mm-hmm. believe that. That's my feeling. So I think if you really want to manage your work life well, mm-hmm. then you have to look at all criticism as growth, as helpful. And, you know, maybe not all of it is helpful, but some of it is.
Well, and actually, I think that that's a really good point, that there may be, and again, it's hard if the criticism is harsh. It's very hard to listen to, mm-hmm. but often even in the harshest criticism, there's a little piece of information mm-hmm. that could be of value for mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. So, but I really think it is also, you just have to get through the conversation.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Before you start processing what was accurate and what mm-hmm. was not. What's yeah. the next step?
Well, to not take it personally, that this is just this person's point of view. Mm-hmm. And it's always very interesting. You taught me this, Catherine, that, you know, even if you don't think that is true about you, it's another person sees you that way. So it's mm-hmm. important to know mm-hmm. how other people see you.
Right,
it may not be accurate. It may just be that this person filters through a certain kind of filter.
Right.
But it's good to even know that mm-hmm. other people perceive you that way, and mm-hmm. that maybe you need to know that.
Mm.
So, and then the last thing you want to do really is to thank them, because it's not easy for someone to give that kind of feedback. So if you say, I appreciate your feedback, I want to think about this and get back to you, but I want to thank you because I know that wasn't easy for you.
Yeah.
That usually relieves them, and they can be a little bit more helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in general, criticism is to help you. No?
Right.
Unless they're setting you up
to
fire you.
It depends.
But then they've already given you the feedback.
Well, yeah, there's a difference between criticism and constructive criticism.
Yes.
Right. That's right. Well, we distinguish in all of our books, we talk about the chronic critic or the hypercritical person or the person who criticizes you just to put you in your place. Usually you can...
Oh, those, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot those gems.
But I think, Kathy, to... your steps are valid no matter who's doing the criticizing. Mm-hmm. Because I think after you do those three steps, there are three more steps you do, which is if you need to go outside and scream and cry or do whatever you need to do. Like, you can have your reaction afterwards, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You may need to process the criticism with someone else, with someone who's more objective, who can listen to it in a less inflamed state. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing I think is really important that we talk about all the time, we call it physical unhooking, but I think you also want to clear your energy you know, purge whatever anger or fear or shame or anxiety that criticism may have generated in you through some form of physical exercise or through meditation or yoga or something that is helpful for you in terms of moving the energy through.
Yeah, because then you'll also see it from a higher perspective.
That's right.
You'll be able to say, oh, yeah, you know, there's some truth in that.
Right. So in some ways, that activity initially of hearing the criticism and taking notes, even if you need to, or, you know, getting clear on what exactly the complaint is, and thanking them for that criticism, that's sort of the first phase. And if you can get through that, then you can process it later.
Yeah.
Right? It also sounds like you need to have a bit of humility.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's perfect, you know, and and as you're going through your career, whether it's your first job, your second job, your third job, you're going to have to learn things, and sometimes they're tough lessons to learn.
Yeah.
But they're only going to help you unless it's coming from a bitter place. Right. If you're getting criticism that from somebody who cares about you and likes working with you, then you're only going to grow from it. I mean, it's just like a teacher. That's really what they are. Teachers give you criticism all the time.
Sometimes.
Most good ones.
Good ones.
The even though teachers. I think some of them, they come out of a mean place sometimes.
It can, yeah.
You know? All the time. Yeah, sometimes they do.
I only think of like art students and stuff like that, yeah.
No, my best teachers were definitely critical and tough.
My daughter went to architecture school, and everybody critiqued. They would bring in outside architects to critique their work, and then the students got to critique. She got really used to critiques. Because, you know, you give your plans to a family, and they're going to rip it to shreds.
Sure, yeah. Right.
So is the city when it comes to, you know, can you build that? I mean, they get really used to taking criticism, and that's not a bad thing.
It's not. And you know what I'm thinking is interesting is in the aftermath, after you've heard what is being said or written about you, and after you process it a little bit yourself, it could be valuable even to go back for more clarity, right? Because maybe they say you seem to be very impatient with your coworkers. You may say, well, can you give me exact examples so that I can see where I fell into this?
Right.
I wouldn't intentionally do it, but I need to know what it looks like.
I think that that's really good. Yeah, and if they can give you solid examples, that's even better, so you know.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say the other thing that you taught me, Kathy, when we were running the business groups, and certainly almost always in businesses, basically the customer is always right. And so there's like...
Even when they're wrong.
Even when they're wrong.
They're right.
So it's...
Which means they have the right to say whatever they want.
That's right.
And they have the right to critique. And, you know, you have to eat a little crow.
That exactly. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, it's always a good thing to mention. But I'm about to take a life drawing class where at the end of the class, everybody hangs up their art and then you critique each other's work. And I'm looking forward to it. So my present teacher said, you know, you're going to have to hang out. And I thought, that's so exciting because all I want to do is learn. I just want to get really good at it.
Yeah.
And I'm not that attached. It's not my career. I mean, they're not paying me, so I'm paying them. So, you know, whatever they say, I don't have to go back. But I want to grow.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're growing in your career and you're new at it, or even within the first 15 years, you're not going to continue to grow by never learning.
Right. No, criticism is very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
very painful.
The scars. Aww. Yeah, I just think what's interesting is if you, in my experience, if you're someone who really takes your work seriously and you have good intentions and you're very responsible, then criticism can be challenging because you may be telling yourself you're doing the best you can at every moment. But it is valuable because it's showing you the blind spots that you may not have, that you don't have for yourself. You can't see what's going on. And I was thinking for me, I remember this, I had two pieces of criticism that were extremely helpful. One that when I first got it, I did not like it at all. And the other, I guess I didn't like either of them. So anyway, I'll just... One came from a coworker, a colleague, who she just kept saying the same thing to me. She said, you know, you're like a bull in a china shop. You're like a bull in the china shop. You're like a bull in the china shop.
Obviously, I don't think that of you.
Well, I asked. I was like, I don't understand. You're right. At first, I was like, ha ha ha. And then I was like, what is it you're trying to tell me?
Right.
And she said, you keep thinking you have answers for me, and you don't. So I don't think she was using the right term.
No, she meant dog with a bone.
Yes.
I think that's what
Which
she
would
meant.
Be more apropos, really, since I'm a dog lover. But it was when we did finally untangle it, it was very helpful because I realized this was a major infraction for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was me putting my nose in her business and having the answers for her, which she did not appreciate. Mm-hmm. The other one was, and Kathy has lived with this for so many times, but when I first worked for a woman who ran the Healing Foundation, and I was her deputy, and you won't be shocked by this, Kathy, I brought the wrong handouts for an event.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
And she said in front of the entire audience, it looks like I've hired a flake.
Ooh.
And yeah.
Oh, no. At the time.
But I did not make that mistake twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've all lived through those humiliating times.
Sure.
But you do grow from them. You do learn. I mean, they mm-hmm. sting.
Yes.
And then life goes on.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we hope this has helped you a little bit handle criticism. Think about how you want to process it the next time it comes your way. In the meantime, join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.